Checkers, and welcome to our latest newsletter.
Now, September has been quite the month for us, so not only have we had some great new coins issued, but we also celebrated our 10th birthday celebrations by taking over the Royal Mint experience.
Oh, it was so great, and so great to meet so many Change Checkers, and we can't wait to tell you all about it. So without further ado, I'm Kate.
And I'm Rachel, and this is your Change Checker newsletter for September.
So first up, we had a new UK £5, and it was actually part of the Lunar Year series. This series has been really popular, and this one, no doubt, is going to also be really sought after.
Absolutely.
So this one is the 2024 Lunar Year of the Dragon £5. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 2024 in that Lunar Year is the Year of the Dragon, and it's actually the first in the series to feature King Charles on the obverse.
That's really exciting, isn't it? So again, we're seeing some more of these like dual portrait series. The series have been continuing throughout, starting at Queen Elizabeth's reign and then into King Charles. But this one, like you said, features the dragon being the most powerful of all 12 lunar beasts. So it's also thought to represent confidence, courage and intelligence. Mm. So if you are the Lunar Year of the Dragon, this is definitely the one for you.
Yeah, or it'd be a perfect gift for somebody who is maybe expecting next year.
Yeah.
That would be great. Absolutely. And I think William Webb's design on this coin, it really perfectly fuses that Chinese culture with the dragon with British artistry, as we've seen in this series before.
Yeah, like you say, it's been a really popular series. I think these designs are great. We've seen some incredible coins so far, but the dragon, I think, has got to be one of my favourite ones.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, very dynamic, very powerful.
Yeah, and it's very quintessentially, you know, that lunar Chinese theme.
Absolutely. So if you would like to find out more about these coins, you can head over to our blog. Now, the galaxy's most villainous duo was also released on a brand new 50p this month. It's one we've all been waiting for. It's the Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine 50p coin.
Now, I didn't think that it could get better after C-3PO and R2-D2 on that first Star Wars 50p, but it has. I mean, who doesn't love a little bit of the dark side?
This one is definitely tempting collectors over to the dark side, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Really interesting design. And of course, it has that lenticular feature, which we see across all the different coins in the series. Each one is unique, isn't it?
Yeah, and this one changes between the symbol of the Galactic Empire and the Death Star.
Oh, very, very cool. Quite eerie on this one, isn't it? Mm. Of course, like we said, we've got Darth Vader there. He's in the foreground with his lightsaber. Absolutely iconic. But lurking in the background, there is Emperor Palpatine. So a real symbol of evil on this coin, I think.
Yeah, a far cry from, like you said, the lovable droids. R2-D2. And of course, this is only the second one in the series. We still have two more to come. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what they will look like. But if you want to find out more about the Star Wars series, there's a link to our blog. So back to £5 coins and another one from another really popular series.
Yes.
So it's the latest in the Tudor Beast series, and it's the Seymour Unicorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, of course, this one takes us back to Henry VIII's times, because Henry VIII actually chose the unicorn to guard over Hampton Court Palace as it represented fertility. And of course, he was hoping to have a male heir with Jane Seymour.
Well, we all know how that story ends, but the Tudor Beasts are a fantastic series. You can find those beasts, like you said, at Hampton Court Palace. There's 10 of them in total, but we're now a little way into the series and we've seen some great designs here, but the Seymour Unicorn is extra special. I absolutely love this one.
Yeah.
I'm sure many other collectors will as well, but similar to the other series we talked about earlier, this one again, you do start to see King Charles III and Queen Elizabeth II across the series of coins, but this of course is a King Charles III coin.
I think this is the only the second one in the Tudor Beast series with King Charles on it, so it makes that really nice dual portrait series. But I'm excited to see what's next in this series, but I think so far the unicorn's got to be my favorite.
I love this one as well. Like you say, there are more to come, so keep your eyes peeled. We will give you an update as soon as we know more about this series, but if you want to find out more about it, you can head to our blog. Now, this month, the numismatic world was transported to Narnia as we had the release of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe 50p. And you know what? I've been so excited. Ever since they teased this one and we knew something was coming, could not wait to see the coin. But we have been treated to a design featuring Mr. Tumnus and Lucy walking through a snowy Narnia. Oh, and I'm so in love with this. It's incredible.
It's so heartwarming. And it really does take you back to childhood and bedtime stories, reading The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which of course was the first in the Chronicles of Narnia collection.
Yeah.
Obviously, the best known novels by C.S. Lewis, and I think for many it was probably an introduction into the fantasy literature genre.
Absolutely.
In general, really. But this one just perfectly, where they're walking through and he's got his little umbrella. It's so beautiful.
It's quite Christmassy, isn't it? I'm starting to feel a little bit festive with this. Is it too early? Should I not be talking about Christmas?
Never too early for Christmas.
I just get carried away. But this one, this is a very Christmassy themed coin for me. Yeah. I think it's great. But like you say, it does hark back to sort of those literary characters. When we think back to other popular series, including Winnie the Pooh, Peter Rabbit.
And even the Tolkien £2 we recently had. I mean, that was fantasy, the fantasy genre in general. And everyone went mad for that. So these ones are definitely set to be popular. Yeah. But if you want to find out more about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe 50p, there's a link to our blog.
Now, this month, Change Checker celebrated our 10th anniversary by taking over the Royal Mint experience. And we were celebrating not just a whole 10 years of Change Checker, but the collecting hobby as a whole. And a massive thank you to all of our collectors for their dedication and their support over the years.
So, and it really was so great to celebrate with all of you. The lucky people who won tickets, it was so nice to meet all of you and for you to get to come. Obviously, we had the Lucky Dip 50p swap. Mm-hmm. You had the tours of the Royal Mint experience. We had a selfie frame. You could buy some of our Change Checker goodies. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had those expert speaker talks from David Mason, Paul Morgan, and Tommy Doherty.
Yeah, that was really incredible to get a proper insight into what goes into our amazing coins. And there's so much. I think we all learned a lot. But if you do want to watch back that talk, it is available on Facebook and YouTube. But you know what? We had such a fun day.
What an incredible day it was. Mm-hmm. Thank you again to everyone who came along to celebrate with us and anyone who was watching at home.
Absolutely. And you know what? Here's to the next 10 years.
Exactly. So what a month September has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, getting to celebrate our 10th anniversary with so many of you. And I actually really love that new Seymour Unicorn £5.
Yeah, that is a really lovely one. I love it too. But I think my favourite has got to be the new Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe 50p. Definitely getting me into the mood for the festive season.
Oh yeah, definitely. And don't forget, you can find out more about everything we've talked about today by clicking the links below. Also, make sure you subscribe to our channel and turn on your notifications so you don't miss any future videos from us.
That's right. And you can also listen to us on the go with the Change Checker podcast, which is available on all major streaming platforms.
Thank you everyone so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time when we'll be reporting on the month of October.
See you then.